I'm tired, I'm worn, my heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes, I've let my hope fail, my soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
Welcome, Hope Show listeners. I'm so happy you have tuned in to the Hope Show today. I hope all of you have had a great week. Tomorrow is Labor Day. Can you believe it's already September? In my location in the USA, the weather says that next week we should start to feel some of those amazing 70s temperatures, and I am so excited about that. But enough about me, though. Today's message is called Every Bit Counts. And so let's bow our heads and open with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we gather here together today to give you thanks and honor, to praise your greatness, to worship you in song, and to hear your message. Thank you for waking each of us up today to have another day of opportunity to reach more souls for you, Lord, and to show others the same kind of love, grace, and mercy that you show us. Your mercies are fresh and new every morning. Praise God. Please anoint this vessel, Father, so that the words that come from my mouth is what you would have me to speak. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said amen. Thank you for joining me in that moment of prayer. Let's get started. I'm going to begin by reading the parable of the mustard seed in Matthew 13, 31 and 32. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches. So what does that mean? Well, the short version of the meaning of the parable of the mustard seed is this. The mustard seed represents how something small and seemingly insignificant can grow into something great. Goals can begin small and seem insignificant to us, but goals established by God will thrive in unexpected places. I know some of you out there may be wondering, what is the use of doing this or that? Maybe with the world in the mess that it's in, you don't feel as if you can do anything about it. But you're wrong. Everything you do, in love for one another, in Christ Jesus' name, counts for something. In 1 John 4:19, the Bible tells us, we love because God first loved us. We are that tiny mustard seed. It is our job as believers to be planting good seeds wherever we go and in whomever we encounter every day. As believers, we should be imitating God's example in our everyday walk of life. And just as Jesus did, we are supposed to love and help everyone, leaving them better than we found them. In Galatians 5:22, the Bible says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." Can you imagine what kind of world this would be if we planted these very seeds every day? Right now, this world is Satan's playground. We are not of this world, but we are passing through this world. We live here on earth until God takes us home. If we could reach every soul for God, Satan would be defeated. But it takes every person doing their part. We are one part of the body of Christ. And it takes each of us working. But that doesn't mean that what we do doesn't mean anything. Absolutely not. Through Christ, we can do all things. God wants us to have the nine fruits of the Spirit dwelling in us, beating in our heart. And He wants us to use these to better what God has put in our care. Nothing we do for God is insignificant. Nothing that we do for God is insignificant. Perhaps you do janitorial work at the local school. Perhaps you babysit children while their parents are working. Perhaps you're a teacher. Perhaps you are a construction worker or in the military. Maybe you work for the FBI, or you're a famous painter or archaeologist. Maybe you work in a restaurant serving people food, or perhaps you're a missionary that goes abroad to faraway remote areas to build churches and to bring people to know the Lord. Or maybe you volunteer at a soup kitchen to feed the homeless. No job is too insignificant in God's eyes for a moment. A human body from head to toe. There are different parts to a body. Ears, eyes, brain, mouth, arms, hands, legs, feet, toes. You get the idea. And it takes all those parts working together. Each and every one of us have a very special role in life. God created each and every one of us with a purpose. God works all things out for our good in His perfect timing, not our perfect timing. Things take time. Little bit by little bit is not a failure, but progress in His time and with His wisdom and not our own. Friends, we need to all get up in the morning with an attitude of victory and do our little bit and let God turn it into a whole lot more. Perhaps there are days that you just don't see anything you do as making a difference. But you're wrong. The Bible tells you so. If you sat back and did absolutely nothing, then change would not occur. But as long as you keep moving forward in Christ, then no matter how small the changes, there is progress. There is victory. Sometimes as humans, we want to see big changes now. We live in a society where everything is moving so fast, and we are so used to instant gratification. But God doesn't operate that way. God's timing and our timing are much different. A long time can pass for us, several years, but those are only moments in time to God. Everything happens according to His perfect timing. As long as we are obeying His commands, then everything is going as accordingly. The world didn't get in this shape overnight, and not one of us can fix it overnight. But we can each do our part and keep chipping away at the evil in this world. We are called to be the light of God, living by His example and obeying His commands. When people see us, they should see Christ in us, by the way we live our lives and by the way that we speak. I'm sure every one of us has heard that saying, every little bit counts. And some of you probably ask yourselves, but does it really? Think about this for a moment. If I had a container and every day I dropped a teaspoon of water in it, would the water level rise? Of course it would. It might take a while to see any real change, but eventually, yes, you would see the water level change, increase. Or like pennies in a jar. Pennies don't amount to too much these days. But if you were to put a few pennies in a jar, then over time, you will fill that jar, and you'll be able to cash in on that jar, and it will be of a larger value than the original pennies that you put in it. But why am I telling you all of this? Remember the song that played at the beginning of today's message, This Little Light of Mine? I'm going to let it shine. Well, imagine if the majority of the body of believers decided that what they were doing for God wasn't good enough or wasn't important to anyone, and their flame started to grow dim. Can you imagine if half of the body of believers felt that way, and each of their flames were growing dimmer and dimmer, imagine how much harder it would be for people to see. Friends, it is hard to find your way around in the dark. And that is why it is so important to keep God's flame inside of you burning bright. Your flame is a beacon to so many others, guiding them to God, collecting lost souls aimlessly walking around out there in the darkness of this world, just lost. Friends, we fill our lives with many distractions, and those things also cause our flames to dim. But to keep our flame burning bright and strong, we must always look to God, always. Stay focused on God. Keep your mind in His Word and studying His Word, reading the Bible. These distractions of the world, such as all the stuff that's out there on media, radio, television, material possessions, alcohol, really any behavior that makes you stray away from God, needs to cause you to rethink your life and where your main focus is. God is the only one, who can steady our flame and keep it burning bright. But we have to stay in His Word. Pray without ceasing. Spend time with Him. Study His Word so that you know how to defeat the devil, so that you have that knowledge in your head and in your heart. Satan will do everything in his power to make you believe all of his lies, telling you that you're not good enough, that you're only one person, so that you can't possibly make a difference in this world, that it is dumb to even try. Satan will stop at nothing, folks. And I mean quite literally, he will stop at nothing to derail your life and make you feel worthless and small and insignificant. But God says, you can do it. God didn't make any trash, folks. Only treasure. Beauty out of ashes. Whatever God has set in motion for your life, Satan can't destroy it. In John 1:5, the Bible tells us that the darkness did not overcome the light. So you keep your light shining bright. Love your neighbor as God loves you. Help one another. Fill someone's life with sunshine. Bless them in whatever way God has laid it upon your heart to do so. Because you do matter. Everything you do matters to God. He knows your heart. And that is all that matters. That darkness can be overcome with the light of Christ. Don't hide your light. And don't let your light grow dim. We have a job to do, friends. We must share Christ's light and love that He has lit in each of us so that little by little bit we can overcome the darkness with the One who is the light. Friends, I want to remind you that Scripture tells us that we are each one part of Christ's body, and even the members who appear less significant are indispensable in carrying out God's work. Every contribution, every little bit counts. With everything changing so rapidly in this world, it can sometimes be hard to know what to do or if anything we do really does count. But small actions, friends, can have big effects. Take, for example, these things. It matters if you turn down your thermostat and have to put on a sweater. It matters how you wash your laundry and what setting you use. It matters if you eat less and walk more. Your life choices do matter. There are consequences to every action, good or bad. Every deed done or not done. Every word we speak. Do your words bring life or death? Because, friends, it all matters. It all counts. And so while you're taking a moment to think about these things, I'm going to go ahead and go to a short break. And I hope
I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3. I'll be there. Tossing and you're turning and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day I will. Friends in need, you can count on. That's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Ooh, ooh. And I know when I need it, I can count on you. Like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Feel.
Welcome back, Hope Show listeners. I'm glad you're still here for the second half of today's message. But if you're just tuning in, today's message is called Every Bit Counts. If you are just tuning in, no worries, because you can go back later at your convenience, and once the podcast of today's message is uploaded, then you can listen to the first part of the message as well. We've been talking about how even when you think you have nothing to offer to those around you, nothing to offer to help better this world around us, you are wrong. There is always something that you can do to help improve other people's lives, and even things environmentally around you. If you see trash all over the ground, even if you didn't put it there, pick it up and dispose of it properly anyway. We are all caretakers of this world for God. If we don't do anything, we can't expect positive change. In Luke 16:10, the Bible tells us, "One is faithful in very little is also faithful in much. And one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much." For those of you who are lacking faith that God can use you in a mighty way, here is Matthew 17:20. This verse says, "He said to them, because of your little faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith like the grain of a mustard seed, you will be able to say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you." It is Christ who strengthens us. Nothing is impossible if it's according to God's will. Don't misunderestimate the power of the little things. With a stone, you might remember in the Bible, with a stone, David brought down a giant. With just a little bit of faith, great things can be accomplished. Not a one of us has nothing to offer. Not a one of us doesn't have any talents to contribute to God's kingdom. Everyone has something that they can bring to the table. Whether that something is very small, unseen, or seemingly insignificant, or whether it's very visible and obvious, it does not matter, because every bit counts in God's eyes. God knows our heart. The only thing that matters is that you're doing something for the kingdom of God to achieve a greater purpose. Without your contribution, other parts of the body of Christ would struggle to function. In Romans 12:4-5, just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. Why does it matter so much if we are showing love, showing grace and mercy? Why does it matter whether we're caring for one another and the earth and the animals or not? What does it matter? Why is it so important? The Bible begins in Genesis 1:1-31, which I won't take the time to read all of that right now. But it says that God meticulously created heaven and earth and everything in them. As God spoke his creations into being, he carefully inspected each one before declaring it was good and bestowing blessings. God blessed us by making us in his image and entrusting us to be the caretakers of the world. And as appointed trustees of this earth, we are supposed to be looking after all of God's creation. And since God is love and we are made in his image, then we are to reflect God's love for the world by caring for each other, the earth, and the animals. God cares deeply about us, kindness, and humility. Scriptures tell us that we can gently restore people who sin, expose fruitless deeds of darkness, be a light in the darkness to guide those that are in darkness out into the light, care for the most vulnerable in society, such as the orphans, refugees, widows, and the poor. God's Word also guides us on how to treat each other kindly. We show others kindness when we bury God's command to love one another. Friends, every day, all day long, you will find opportunities to show love and to help one another. Let me tell you what a day might look like. You're on your way to work. You stop off at a gas station to get a cup of coffee. While you're in there, you notice that the fella in front of you at the checkout line has a cup of coffee too. And so you pay for that person's coffee. You could open a door for someone. You could smile and give the cashier a compliment. When you leave the gas station and you're driving down the road, something slows you down on the road. But instead of getting frustrated or angry, you could politely share the road and spend this time reflecting on God. Or perhaps you meet someone on the road who's had a flat tire. You could get out and help them change that tire. Once you get to work, you have lots of opportunity to shine your light for God. You can show off that contagious smile that you have and lift people's spirits for that day. If you're going somewhere to get something in the workplace, you can ask someone near you if you can get them anything. Maybe one day, you can pack an extra lunch to share with a coworker. After work, you go grab a quick bite in a restaurant before going home. You could tip your waitress $5 for her awesome service. Friends, I won't continue any further, but you get the idea. Every day, all day long, there are opportunities for you to do something. And every little bit counts. Whatever you do, do it for God. So do you still think that whatever you do doesn't matter? Maybe you aren't in the position of a missionary, going across the ocean, building churches and the like. But God has a plan for each and every one of us. We all have something to offer for the kingdom of God. Perhaps your job is to listen and offer godly advice to a fellow brother or sister in distress. Perhaps God wants you to volunteer to help an elderly person in their home so that they can still live an independent life. Perhaps someone has recently lost a loved one. Make dinner for them one night and take it to them. Perhaps you live on a low income and can't afford to give large offerings in the tithing plate, but you have $5 to give to God. Maybe you only have a dollar or some change. God knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows the struggles that we face, and He knows our heart. So don't feel like your contribution doesn't matter. Because whatever your contribution is, whether it's monetary or if it's not monetary, whether it's physically helping someone in need or being there for someone to talk to and give godly advice, every little bit that you do counts. I'll give you another example. My 83-year-old mom fell this past week. She landed on something that softened her fall, but nonetheless, down she went. She crawled to the phone in the other room to call me, but I live 2 hours south of her, and she couldn't reach my brother who lives 10 minutes from her. I called around to a few of her neighbors and finally found someone who was able to go over and help her back up. She's fine. She wasn't hurt, other than just a few bruises and perhaps her pride, but I am so appreciative. I am so grateful for that neighbor friend. It only cost the neighbor a few minutes of their time, but it meant a great deal to our family that someone was there for her in our absence. Friends, I can't stress enough to you, every little bit counts. Scripture is very clear that the earth and everything in it belongs to the Lord. We are God's stewards of the world, meaning we are the guardians in charge of promoting well-being of all that we guard. And in addition to being good stewards of the earth and everything in it, it is our responsibility to apply God's word to everyday living and to live by his example, sharing his word with everyone we meet, reach out to the lost souls, and be a beacon of hope and light that will restore them back to God. Our guardianship over the earth benefits all of creation. A well-tended environment provides clean air, safe drinking water, beautiful scenic views to enjoy, healthy food, a safe place for animals to live. Friends, we must not only think of the here and now, because what we do today will greatly impact the lives of our children, grandchildren, and beyond. And so, let's leave our children a good legacy. If we are to be known for anything, let us be known for our kindness, compassion, our love for humanity, that we lived a humble life, that we were always helping others, that we were always doing something to promote the betterment of the environment, helping animals, taking care of the least of these. It doesn't matter, friends, whether you have been blessed with a lot of money or if you are living off of a small income. God can and will use you right where you're at. You don't have to have special skills, because if God calls you to do something, he will equip you for the job. All you need is a willing and loving heart for God that wants to further the kingdom of God, that wants to let God and let go of whatever may be holding you back from living your whole life for God. Maybe you are still skeptical. Maybe you're still thinking, I don't have anything. Friends, yes, you do. We all have something that God can use to help the world and all those that live in it. Maybe you have a car and someone else doesn't. Run an errand for them. Maybe you know how to do a little plumbing. Then go fix the break in your neighbor's pipe under the kitchen sink. Maybe you know someone who is blind. Go read a book to them. We are called to sow good things today so that we can reap abundantly tomorrow. In Revelations 11:18, the scripture tells us that God will punish those who cause destruction of this earth. We are called to be the caretakers over all. Animals, people, the earth, the environment, everything. All of God's creation. God is just and merciful to everything he created. And as we were made in God's image, it is our responsibility to also reflect his justice, love, and mercy over everything in this earth that's in our care. We are to treat animals humanely, take good care of them, heal the sick or lame, return the lost back to their owners, and so on. We are to remember that God cares about everything, and so should we. the slightest of every creature, every single human being, and the environment we live in. Friends, whatever you do, do it well. Because you're doing it for God, and God is watching. Not one of us can hide from God. God is everywhere, all the time, at the same time. Heaven is waiting on us, where we will spend eternity at God's side. But while we are living on this earth, in the midst of all the chaos and evil, do your part to make it a better place. Things have gotten so out of control. And you know, as I was preparing for this message today, I visualized this perfect earth when God first created it, and how very, very beautiful it must have been. How clean, how pristine, a heaven on earth. But through the many years since all of creation, humans have all but destroyed the earth as it was when it was first created. It's not perfect anymore. It's dirty. Parts of the earth are not safe anymore, nor the people or the animals who live in it. There's so much crime and hate. There is still beauty in the world, but it's a far cry from the day that it was first created. People have lost their way. They worship other idols. They listen to the lies of the enemy. They partake in all kinds of evil. People are greedy, self-absorbed. It's all about me, me, me. What more can I get out of this? I'm not saying that the entire world is like that, but there is a lot of that around. And when I think about God looking down on His creation now, my heart breaks for God, for God's people, the earth, the animals. How heartbroken God must be to see this, His beautiful creation, looking so ruined by sinful mankind. Let's say for a moment, one of you men in the audience, set your eyes on this old, old, rusted out, not very pretty at all, antique car. You could see past the ruins and see the potential the old car would have again if you resurrected it from the rusted heaps of cars in the very back row of the salvage yard. It's just been forgotten. And it's rotting down. But you've seen hope. And you bought it. And you brought it home. And you started restoring it to its original beauty. And just for a moment, you had it sitting outdoors, because you'd been waxing the paint that day. This was a labor of love that you had been working on for many years. But then you decided that you were going to go run an errand uptown for a moment. And when you got home, you saw that that huge, massive tree in your front yard had fell to the ground, and the car was under it, crushed. That would absolutely make you sick. Make you want to cry for the loss of all that hard work for nothing. And maybe you ladies spent a year or more laboring over making this very special quilt that was meant to be a family heirloom. and overnight your dog got a hold of it and chewed it to pieces. I know these things are so, on such a small scale, according to what God must be feeling. And perhaps those aren't very good examples, because those things, those material things, they don't mean anything in the grand scheme of things. You can't take material things with you to the grave. But friends, just imagine for a moment the way this earth and everything in it was on the final day of creation. And imagine what God must be feeling looking down at his creation and seeing this huge mess that we have made out of everything he created and what we're supposed to be good stewards of. We're supposed to be tending. We're supposed to be taking care of it. Imagine the heartbreak. But it is never too late to turn this earth around. If every single one of us, every single one of us, would do our part in this world, love one another, help one another, be kind, considerate, compassionate, instead of turning away from God and one another, this place could be cleaned up and put back to its original beauty. And so, friends, remember when you think that whatever you're doing doesn't make any difference, so why bother doing it anyway? God loves you. God created you. He saved you. He restored you. And he sacrificed his only son for you so that you could be reunited with him. God didn't make no trash. And God equips each and every one of us for his purpose in this life. Everything. Everything, friends. Everything you do counts to God. And so lift your heads up high. Send Satan his lies packing and say to yourself with confidence, I am a child of the Most High God. I count for something. And what I do counts for something. So get out there and do something for God's kingdom. Friends, you might not readily see quick results or rewards, but you never know just how much something that you do could impact someone else's life for the better. And this is kind of my motto in life, but always leave whatever or whoever better than you found them. Now, if you'll bow your head with me in prayer, I'll say a closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today's message. Thank you for reminding us that we all have something to offer. Thank you for reminding us that we are all worthy. And we are a child of the Most High God. And that what we do in your name really does count for something. No matter how big or how small. Dear Heavenly Father, take us and use us to love and serve you, to serve all of our fellow brothers and sisters, animals, all of creation. We understand that you entrusted us with everything you created, and man has sinned and fallen short of your glory. But Father, help guide and direct our steps to do better, be better. To go out there and purposely find every opportunity that you give us. To let our light shine for you. To make this world a better place. And in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said amen. God bless each and every one of you this week, and may God put a hedge of protection around your body, your heart, your mind, and your homes and family, until at the appointed hour that we meet again at the same time, same place next Saturday. Now friends, go out there and bless someone.
Of every village, every city soaring tower, empty people live in darkness, every minute, every hour. Hear the cry of desperation from a billion broken hearts, with a need so great, where do we even start? Let it start with me. Use my hands to set the captive free. Move my feet to follow after you, or change the world and let it start with me. You've given us the orders, there's a place for everyone. Miss my mission and the plan that you've begun. You've promised to go with me to the edges of it all. Change everything that keeps me from your call. Let it start with me. Open up my eyes. Fill my heart with your compassion. Free my mind from all distractions. Use my start with me. Open up my eyes. Fill my heart with your compassion. Free my mind from all distractions. Use my hands. Set the captive free. Move my feet to follow after you. Lord, change the world and let it start with me. Trouble now, I thought, how do we ever get so far down, and how's it ever gonna turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven. I thought, God, why don't you do something? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty, children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me, so I shook my fist at heaven. that says, I'm gonna do something. If not us, then who? If not me and you right now, it's time for us to do something. Yes, it is.